is paramount. For Goblin and One-Eye, all rules are made to be broken. When Tracker and I returned, with Toad-Killer Dog loping along behind, it was late afternoon. We parked. Tracker stood by while I went upstairs. No Goblin, no One-Eye. The proprietor told me they had left soon after I had, chattering about finding some women. My fault. I was in charge. I should have foreseen it. It had been a long, long, long time. I paid for another 2 nights, just in case. Then I turned animals and wagon over to the hostler's boy, had supper with a silent Tracker, and retreated to our room with several quarts of beer. We shared it, Tracker, me, and Toad Killer Dog. "You going looking for them?" Tracker asked. "No. If they haven't come back in 2 days, or pulled the roof in on us, we'll go ahead without them. I don't want to be seen around them. There'll be people here who remember them." We got pleasantly buzzed. Toad Killer Dog seemed capable of drinking people under the table. Loved his beer, that dog. Actually got up and moved around when he didn't have to. Next morning, no Goblin, no One-Eye, but plenty of rumors. We entered the common room late, after the morning crowd and before the noontime rush. The hostler had no other ears to bend. "You guys hear about the ruckus over in the East End last night?" I groaned before he got to the meat of it. I knew. "Yeah, regular Wahoo war party. Fires, sorcery, lynch mob. Excitement like this old town ain't seen since that time they were after that General What's-It the lady wanted." After he went to pester another customer, I told Tracker, "We'd better get out now." "What about Goblin and One-Eye?" "They can take care of themselves. If they got themselves lynched, tough. I'm not going poking around and getting myself a stretched neck, too. If they got away, they know the plan. They can catch up." "I thought the Black Company didn't leave its dead behind." "We don't." I said it, but maintained my determination to let the wizards stew in what juice they had concocted. I did not doubt that they had survived. They had been in trouble before, 1,000 times. A good hike might have a salutary effect on their feel for mission discipline. Meal finished, I informed the proprietor that Tracker and I were departing, but that our companions would keep the room. Then I led a protesting Tracker to the wagon, put him aboard, and when the boy had the hitch ready, headed for the western gate. It was the long way, through tortuous streets, over 12 arched bridges spanning canals, but it led away from yesterday's silliness. As we went, I told Tracker how we had tricked Raker into a noose. He appreciated it. "That was the company's trademark," I concluded. "Get the enemy to do something stupid. We were the best when it came to fighting, but we only fought when nothing else worked."
"But you were paid to fight."
Things were black and white to Tracker. Sometimes I thought he had spent too much time in the woods. "We were paid for results. If we could do the job without fighting, all the better. What you do is, you study your enemy. Find a weakness, then work on it. Darling is good at that, though working on the Taken is easier than you would think. They're all vulnerable through their egos."
"What about the